Saint Theodore, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, besides the fact that today is the dedication of one of the churches in Rome, it is also the feast of a martyr, a very holy martyr, Saint Theodore. He was one of the first martyrs of the Catholic Church, and he lived in the 300s, end of the 200s, beginning of the 300s. He was born into a noble family. And when he was a young man, he joined the military, the army. And in the year 306, one of the Roman emperors ordered that all Christians, you know how it goes, it's always the same, ordered that all Christians offer sacrifice to the false gods. Well, Saint Theodore had just joined a certain legion of the army and marched with them to a place called Pontus. Well, when he got there, he heard all about this order, this command from the emperor, and he had to make the decision, a decision that we all have to make every single day. It's the decision between right and wrong, between good and evil. We always have to make that decision. So he could either offer sacrifice to the false gods, or he would have to be killed. He could give up his faith and lose his soul, or he could keep his faith but lose his life. Either way you look at it, he's going to lose one thing or another. But Saint Theodore, well, I have this question for all of you children, though. If you were in that situation, what would you do? That's something always to think about. Well, Saint Theodore had such a strong love for God that it made him brave and ready to suffer rather than to offend God by sin. And when this question was put to him, and he was told to sacrifice, he thought of how much Jesus had suffered for his salvation, and he told his commander, "I'm ready to be cut up into pieces and offer every limb to my Creator who has died for me." Well, the commander heard that. He was gentle at first, and he let Saint Theodore go for just a little bit. But he only let him go so that he could think more about his decision and whether or not he would give up his faith. Well, Saint Theodore already made up his mind. He didn't have to think about it anymore. Do you know what he did then? He didn't think anymore about it. He went downtown and he burned down the temple that was dedicated to the false god. And he didn't keep any secrets about it. He made it known that he did that, to show that he didn't want to worship the false gods. And after this, he was brought back before the judge, and the judge tried to convince him, and he made the sign of the cross. That's a profession of faith. And he said to the judge, "As long as I breathe, I will confess the name of Christ." And then Theodore was taken away and tortured for some time and brought back before the judge. And the judge said, "Now look at yourself. Look at yourself and all of your wounds and all of your suffering, and just think of the shame that Christ has brought upon you." And Saint Theodore responded, "Well, this shame I receive with great joy, as do all of the martyrs of Christ." Then he was taken and he was burned alive. And as the fire rose higher and higher, there was a certain Christian standing in the crowd, and he saw Saint Theodore's soul fly to heaven, and he said it looked like a flash of light. Well, now the lesson. There's always a lesson at the end of these sermons. The holy martyrs, they all teach us the same lesson. And it's a good thing that there are so many martyrs, too, when you think about it, because the lesson they teach is a lesson that we can use for every single day of our life. And that is, they teach us to bear our crosses, don't they? To bear our crosses and to suffer bravely, courageously, and with constancy. That means always patiently. You're not going up and down with your emotions and impatience and everything else. No, we bear them bravely, without complaining, without asking God why, without becoming gloomy, without any impatience whatsoever. Whatever suffering or pain comes to you today, think of this, all of you. Whatever suffering comes to you this day, has been sent by God, who has lovingly arranged it from all eternity. And when you suffer so much, then you turn towards the crucifix. And you think of Jesus on the cross and all that he suffered, and Mary standing beneath the cross and all that she suffered, and think how patiently and lovingly they suffered for love of you. And then tell them today how you will lovingly and patiently suffer for them as the martyrs did. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.